Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazegna. I want your life to be successful, but even more than that, I want your life to be significant. Let me share the scripture with you. This is Luke chapter 5. Jesus was at the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two boats, and they were by the Sea of Galilee, and the fishermen had gone out of them. They were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon Peter's, he asked him to put out a little bit from the land, and he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. When he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we've toiled all night and we haven't caught anything, but at your word, I will let down the nets." And when they went out into the deep and they let down the nets, they enclosed a great shoal of fish, and their nets were breaking, and they had to beckon to the partners in the other boats to help them with all the fish. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to go from frustration to fruitfulness in your life. You know, the number one command way back in the beginning of Genesis in the Bible was, be fruitful and multiply. That was God's blessing to us. When we work in any activity that we do, God wants us to be fruitful. And what was going on in this gospel, they were frustrated because they weren't catching any fish. But notice, when they invited Jesus into the situation, when you invite Jesus into your workplace, I believe that you can go from frustration to fruitfulness. For example, if you're a secretary, when you get to work, just bow your head for a moment and invite Jesus in and watch what happens. If you're a mechanic and you're changing the oil, when you're underneath the car, just take a moment and invite Jesus in and watch how things will suddenly work better. Go from frustration to fruitfulness. That's exactly what's happening here in today's gospel. And then Jesus invited them to go out into the deep for a catch. And did you notice what happened when they launched out into the deep? As I said, they weren't catching anything, and suddenly they had this great abundance, this great fruitfulness. They went from catching nothing to being very fruitful. So I'm going to invite you in your life, whatever your job is, whatever your work is, or even if you're unemployed, I'll talk about that in a minute, I want you to stretch, I want you to risk, I want you to launch out into the deep, I want you to push yourself even further. The name of this program is called Live with Passion. And part of passion is taking the initiative, it's having creativity, it's having energy. And I want you in your life to live flat out, to launch out into the deep. You know, they were standing by the shore and staying by the shore, and they weren't catching anything. And that's where a lot of people live. They live on the surface. They live in the safety zone. They live right on the shore of life. And I saw a motivational poster one time, and it showed a big ship with large sails, and it was in a harbor. And it said, "Ships in a harbor are safe, but ships were made for the wide open sea." And that's the way it is in our life. You know, we can stay in the harbor and be safe, but we're made for the wide open. We're made for fruitfulness. We're made for significance. And I'm praying for that for you. I don't know if you can hear it, but there's all kinds of hums and hammers and mowers and blowers going on at this very moment. I'm taping this in Houston, Texas, and it's in the morning. And what happens in the morning, if you go outside, you can hear the hum of the highway, cars on I-10 going down to Houston. You can hear the mowers all around in different places that are mowing, you know, different lawns around this area. You can hear blowers blowing, hammers of construction. There's trash trucks, there's trains, there's traffic, there's helicopters, there's airplanes. All around me right now, there's this swirl of activity. And what is it? It's people going to work. People that are employed, people in different jobs all doing different things. People everywhere, all around the world, are working. But unfortunately, not everybody's working. As you know, there's people that are unemployed, and of course, people are underemployed. And the latest unemployment rate that came out from the government, 5.5%. That translates to 8.6 million people. 8.6 million people, this is just in the United States, are unemployed. And I get these prayer requests from so many different people. Father, I need a job. This is probably the number one prayer request that I get, that and health. Father, I need your prayers for my health. But after health, it's Father, I need a job. Or I have a job, but it's not challenging me. I'm underemployed. I have a job, but I have a degree in a certain area, and I can't find a job in that area, so I just took this other job, so I'm underemployed. The stats say that people that are underemployed, 25 million people are underemployed, and another 8.6 million are unemployed. And here's what I want to say to you, those of you who are unemployed, and I know that many of you who watch the program are, I do pray for you. And I want to tell you, don't give up. Be proactive. Keep pushing the boundaries. Keep searching. God is with you. I know that it cuts to your self-image. I know it can make you feel depressed. But don't give up. Be proactive. Stick with it. In time, I believe that as you stay in faith and you are being tested, I believe that a door will open for you. And I have a prayer request on my site, fathercedric.org. Just simply click on it and ask for my prayer. I'll pray for you specifically because I want that door for you to open. Because you were made to be fruitful, not to be frustrated. Invite Jesus into your life. Let him be Lord of your life. He has a plan for your life, and I believe something good will happen. I remember I got an email from a woman who was unemployed, and she was from the Scranton, Pennsylvania area. And she emailed me probably about 3 years ago, and she said, Father Cedric, I'm a nurse, and I'm unemployed, and I'm looking for a job, and there's nothing to be found. There's nobody hiring. I've tried everything. And I told her, I said, just what I told you. I said, stick with it. Don't give up. Stay in faith. You know, you're being tested. Cling to God. God has a plan for your life. Finally, a couple months ago, she emailed me and said, Father, there's a job opening at a hospital, but they perform abortions at this hospital. So she said, I'm not sure what to do. Should I take the job or not? And I told her, don't take the job. Honor God. God will make a way for you. And so she said, all right, I won't take the job. Well, about a month ago, I got an email from her. She said, Father, I just got a brand new job. It's at another hospital. I'm very happy. Thank you very much. So I just want to recount what happened here. For years, she was looking for a job, couldn't find one. Then she was offered a job at a place that performs abortions. She didn't take it. And then the door opened for her to get a job. So what I'm saying is God has an individualized plan for everybody. Don't give up. Don't take a job that would be not pleasing to God. And I believe that God will work in you and through you to make your life fruitful. So there's a huge unemployment problem, but also there's, for many of you, there's work. And I want your work to be fruitful. And just to let you know also, for those of you who do work, there's a big discrepancy in pay, as you know. Men have traditionally gotten a lot more money than women do, and unfortunately that's the way it is. But it's getting better. It's getting better. And also, we live in a sports-oriented culture. For us, sports on TV is great entertainment. And, you know, to be a quarterback or to be a football player, baseball player, golfer, you make a lot of money. For example, just recently, while I'm taping this, Jordan Spieth, the golfer, won the Masters. He won almost $2 million for winning that golf tournament. His caddy has earned hundreds of thousands of dollars. In fact, Tiger Woods' caddy years ago, Steve Williams, was the highest paid athlete in New Zealand, and he was just Tiger Woods' caddy. That's how much money he was making, millions of dollars. Tom Brady, he signed a contract 4 years, $72 million. Drew Brees of New Orleans, 5 years, $100 million. And so, you know, these astronomical salaries for these people that are working, The average salary of a Catholic school teacher, $32,000 a year. Wow. And think, you know, what they do is something significant, but they're not making a lot of money. And other people are doing things that are entertaining and making a lot of money. So there's a huge discrepancy even among people that are working. But I want to talk to you today not just about success, but about significance. And I'll break that open for you in just a little bit. I wanted you to know that back in 1981, this was probably 30 years ago, 35 years ago, Pope John Paul II, he was the Pope at the time, he wrote an encyclical called On Human Work. He talked about how God didn't just create us, he gave us a purpose. Now that's really interesting because I talk about purpose a lot in my life because my program is called Live with Passion. And you can't really have energy and enthusiasm and passion and initiative and creativity unless you have purpose. So God created you not just to be alive, but he created you with purpose. There's a reason. There's meaning. Do you know the purpose of your life? If you don't know your purpose, you're not going to have passion. And I want you to live with passion. So he created us with purpose. So let's break that open and talk about this because I believe that your work's got to have purpose. And if you don't have purpose in your work, you're not going to have a whole lot of passion. And I want you to, as I said, not be frustrated, but I want you to be fruitful. And I want you to be more than just successful. I want you to have a significant life. So let's talk about that. So I wanted to tell you that I used to work with my dad. And my dad was a carpenter. And years ago, when I was a teenager, he used to take me to work. It was really interesting. And I used to watch my dad work, and he'd work really hard and everything. And he had that gift with his hands. You know, for example, when he was building a building, he'd be up on the roof putting in the shingles and different things. And I'd be up there, you know, he wanted me to work with him. I'd be up there with the shingles, and I'd be trying to hammer. And he'd have three nails in before I have one in. He had that wonderful gift. He just had that ability. He had that talent, that gift. I did not. And I often wondered, you know, why did my dad want me to go with him to work? Because he would always say, you know, come to work with me and, you know, let's do this together. And I thought to myself, you know, it wasn't because I really helped him all that much, because I didn't. Yeah, I did some things with my dad and, you know, carried things around and I dug some ditches and different things like that. But he could have built the building just fine, thank you very much, without me. And I thought to myself, why does my dad want me with him? And then it came clear to me, my dad wanted me at his workplace because I was his son. He wanted me to help him build this building. And he took great joy in seeing his very own son work with him to build the building. Do you understand that God created us with a purpose? God, your Father, he can create the whole world. He can help all the people on it. He can do everything he wants to do on the face of the earth very well by himself. He's got the power. He is strong. But the way that God has designed the earth is that he wants us, me and you, to be co-creators with him in the building of the earth, in the building of the kingdom of God on earth. That's what the Pope was saying in his letter. He created us with purpose. And he created us to transform the earth into the beginning of the kingdom of God. And so this is our purpose, that we would work with God in the transformation of the earth to prepare it for the kingdom of God to come. And just like my dad wanted me to be with him at his workplace, he didn't need me, but he wanted me to be a co-creator with him. In the very same way, God wants you and me to be to work with him in the transformation of the earth, to be a co-creator with him. And he will work through us to touch people. See, to me, that's significance. That's true success. That you allow God to work through you wherever you work. And if you're not working, believing that God does have a plan for your life, he does have a purpose for you, and he will make a way for you in the future. I learned so much working with my dad. I remember how hard he used to work. You know, when you're a carpenter, and he was self-employed, he didn't work for anybody, he worked for himself. He used to go out there on the job, and, you know, and he would dig, He would take the shingles, bring them up on the roof. He would lift all these heavy boards and bring them all around. All these different he called it bulwark. It was really hard work. And I would help him with it. And I remember, you know, he used to sweat and labor and work hard. And he had a great work ethic. He would begin early in the morning. He'd work all day long, even though it was hot sun. He didn't even hardly get hungry. I would be starving. I'd want to go to lunch. And he'd be like, okay, we'll go to lunch. But he wasn't all that hungry. He was more invested in his work. Well, I learned a good work ethic from my dad. I learned about discipline and good old-fashioned hard work and not to be afraid of working. And all over the place in the Bible, it's interesting, it talks about work and the nobility of work. For example, Paul told Timothy, he said, do the work of an evangelist. Now, if you're a priest watching this program or a deacon or a minister, do the work of an evangelist. Now, I'm an evangelist. I call it a missionary, a TV missionary. What is the work of an evangelist? It's learning what people are going through. It's listening to life. It's being willing to search for stories that will touch people. It's sitting down and writing talks. It's visiting people that are in need. Do the work of an evangelist. Don't be afraid of working. So, you know, a lot of people are kind of lazy and they're laid back and, you know, they have talents, but they're not willing to dig a little bit to discover their talents. What I want to tell you is that boredom is overrated. You know, if there's any one thing that I've found in my life, it's that I don't want to be bored. Oh, I can't stand boredom. You know, when I would rather work hard and it's difficult and there's trials and there's tribulations than be bored. Because when you're bored, and I think this is what's happening to a lot of our teenagers, that's why a lot of them, some of them are getting into trouble, because when you're bored, it's so frustrating, you just want to do something or anything. Well, I'd rather work hard, and yes, there's a lot of toil involved, and there's a lot of effort and a lot of energy, but I'd rather do that than be bored. Remember that parable about the talents? You know, God gives talents to all these different people, and the last one returns the one talent without any interest. And he says, you lazy servant, why didn't you at least invest it to get some interest? So he called them lazy. He wasn't willing to work. See, I believe that there's a great nobility, a great dignity in work. Don't be afraid of working and putting out your effort and putting out energy and creativity. That's really where you discover who you are. I never really knew who I was until I began to really work at things and to live with passion and to have fruitfulness in my life. And I want to tell you, whatever your work is, whether you're a secretary, mechanic, a nurse, a policeman, a lawyer, a priest, whoever you are, whatever your work is, work at it purposely, the Bible says, purposefully. Work at it with passion. Dig, launch out into the deep. Take the initiative, be creative, push yourself, stretch. You know, on many of the missions that I preach, I talk about reaching for the stars, then at least you're going to get the moon. But if you don't reach for something, you're not going to get anything. And that's what I've discovered in my own life, that you have to reach. You have to take the initiative. You have to launch out into the deep if you want to catch. So do the work of an evangelist, Paul told Timothy. And then I remember, you know, working with my dad, he would, at the end of building the building, you know, I'd be ready to go. We'd pack up the truck and, you know, okay, Dad, ready to go. And my dad would just stand there and he'd look at the building and he'd have a smile. This is what he just created. This is just what he built. And, you know, he would look at the whole thing and now it was the finished product. And I would look at him looking at the building and I could see the sense of fulfillment that he had and the sense of accomplishment that he had in building that building. And that's one of the things that he taught me, that work brings a sense of accomplishment. Work can bring a great sense of fulfillment. And I'm finding that in my own life. I remember when I first began preaching, this was back in 1991, I was ordained a priest. I was traveling and going to different parishes, and I was working and, you know, preaching the gospel, and we had great crowds and everything. Then I would go home, back to my residence, back to the monastery, And I had all this free time. And I started to get bored. And then I go back out on the road and I preach again, and it was really good and the people loved it. Then I realized that, you know what? I want to impact people more fully. And I want to impact people more widely. So what I began to do is, in my free time, and God will do this, He will make your free time into fruitful time. Remember what I told you, that God wants you to be fruitful and multiply. So when I got back to the monastery, I decided, you know, the mission that I preached was great and the people were wonderful and we had a great time and everything, but I want to touch them even after the mission. And how do you do that? Well, I began writing books. So I began by writing my first book, Live Passionately, about back in 1999. That was about 16 years ago. Now I've written 19 different books to date, and I'm working on my 20th. Because people are buying the books, it supports my ministry, and I'm touching lives long after I've been to their church, and some of your churches I haven't even been to. Then, if that wasn't enough, after writing the books and after preaching, I thought, I want to reach out to people even more. I want my life to be significant. I want to touch people in a significant way all over the place. And I found out a way to do that, and that's through television. Oh, I can't take you down that road that I went to. Let me just say it was very difficult. There were a lot of walls. There were a lot of hardships. Cost a lot of money. But now I'm doing it. You see, you take the initiative. You launch out into the deep. And did you notice in the gospel, when they launched out into the deep, that's where the fish were. That's where the catch was. That's where they got fruitful. And it's so important in our life not to just stay on the shore. I mean, push the boundaries. Don't just look at everybody else. Go out into the deep. Jesus is with you in the boat. He's going to bless you. He will make your life fruitful. And now through television, I'm reaching people in many different countries in a powerful way, impacting. I'll share some of the letters later. Writing books, traveling around preaching. And I could have just stayed on the shore and stayed safe. But I really believe that God was working in me and now working through me. And you see, God wants to work through you too. He wants to touch your life. He wants to touch the lives of other people through you. And then for a moment, I just want to talk about education, because my education was so crucial in achieving a platform where I could influence other people. I remember I was studying, you know, this is after high school, after grammar school. I went into college and I thought, you know, I want to be successful. I want to make a lot of money. I want to have a great life and have a big house and all that kind of thing. Not necessarily bad goals to have, I mean, to be successful. But unfortunately, some people are climbing the ladder of success and the ladder is leaning against the wrong building. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, you can get a lot of money and you can have a lot of things and your life can be empty. I don't know about you, but when I get to the end of my life, I want to leave a legacy. I want to have influenced people. I want to have touched people with my life. See, that's the difference between being successful and significant. And let me try to describe to you, when I was in college, I was a freshman in college, studying business, finance, marketing, management, because again, wanted to make a lot of money. This is what the culture teaches us. I was a male in our culture, the U.S. culture, so I wanted to make a lot of money. Well, the Lord touched me when I was a freshman in college. And I mean, I have this great experience, this conversion experience. The Holy Spirit anointed me in a powerful way. And now my world was being turned upside down. And all of a sudden, making a lot of money wasn't that appealing to me. And my goals shifted big time. And I was literally turned upside down. And I went from wanting to make a lot of money to looking at people. I changed my major. I had a major change in my life. I went from being in finance to social work, and then I finally got into ministry. I began to think, I want to do something not that's going to make me, quote, successful. You know, successful in the world's terms is making a lot of money and having a lot of things. You know, that's what everybody wants. But I decided that, you know what, I want to be significant. I want to impact people. I want to have eternal significance. See, success lasts for a little while, but significance lasts forever. Those of you who are students, I want to tell you that it's important that you work. Work at your studies. Be diligent. There is a reason. My education taught me to think so that when I got to other places in my life, I could therefore expand and launch into the deep and trust that God would work through me. So whatever stage you're in, whether you're a student, whether you're unemployed, whether you're working, I want you to push the boundaries. Don't give up. Be proactive. Be passionate. Be energetic. God has a purpose for you. He didn't just create you. He has a purpose. And because you have a purpose, you can be passionate. And as I always say, don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.